We are on Daf, Chesvov Omid Beis, and let us just go over a little of the Gemara. We have a Tosfos and Rashi to learn. The Gemara said as follows, V'hashta da'amret palgan iske knose, since now we paskin la'aloche, Chatzi Nezek is a knas, is haikalbe da'ochal imri, if a kelev ate a sheep, vishunre da'ochlo ta'negoyle, and a cat ate a ta'negoyle, a chicken, mishunahu v'lei magvinim bebodol. So this is a davar mishune, even though the purpose of these actions was not kavanose la'azik. The purpose was to satisfy their hunger, but that this small animal had the audacity to fight a big sheep or a big ta'negel, so this is a davar mishune, an unexpected action. So mamele falls into the category of keren, with which he holds palganis keknosas also stam shvorim becheska shimu kaimi. It's also an unexpected occurrence, and therefore, mi'ikar adin am potter, you only pay alts knas. And since the tashlumim is a tashlumim of knas, b'le magbinen bebovel. Knas, asher yashin alekim, knas has to be nigvel yedei bezn shel smuchim. In bovel, they did not have smuchim, so therefore, if this occurred in Bovel, Bezin will not be able to be goyve tashlumim. Chatzinezek. Bahani mili beravrevi. That's what we say, it's mishune, that we're speaking about a large sheep, so a small dog will not have the audacity and the nerve to fight a big sheep and to kill it, to eat it up. Avo bezutri, but if it's a small sheep, ulcheyu. So then it's ulchey, so then it's regal, a chain, then it's chain, so if it's chain, you can be given bovel. Not a knas. Be'itofas, now the Gemara says, even though we said, le magvina le bebovel, but if the nizik was typhus, we will not take away from the nizik that what he was typhus. The amak ivali zimna, if the nizik was not capable of being typhus, but he still wants to get paid from the hezik that the bala kelev was misaviv towards him, so he told him, I want to be kevei azman, does lina la'aradi Yisrael. One of his man, that in this man, we have to make sure that the mazel could come along with me. Kavinalei. So Bezin makes his man, but he has to go up with him to Eretz Yisrael to go to Bezin of Smuchim, and Bezin, that Bezin will be Mechayvim Chatzinezek. V'iloy ozel, but if he is not too cooperative, doesn't want to go, so even though Bezdin is not down the Niknosis in Bovil, but Bezdin will force him to go to Eretz Yisrael where they are down the Niknosis. So how will Bezdin force him? Bishamtinelei will put him in Cherem. He's in Cherem Kozman, he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Ubenkach, Mishamtinilei adem misalek hezeke. Now, so if he does go up to Eretz Yisrael, so if he doesn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, that is negeya the tashlumim that the nizik wants to be goyve. But there is another problem here. There's a problem. This person possesses a very dangerous animal, and who knows what this animal is olul to do. So we will put the Baal HaKelev in Cherem till he gets rid of this Kelev, and he'll kill him. Mid Rab Nosson, דסניה רבי נוסן אומר, מניים של יגדל אודם כלב רע בסך ביסוי, אבל ים יצאו למרוע בסך ביסוי, תעמד לא אימא ולא יסוסים דומים בביסךו, one should not make in his bias a matzev that could bring to shvichas domen. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi imre kibosim mishunu dein darkon bekach. It's not the derech. Bahavi tilde de keren l'shalim chatzines. Blemagbina lo bebogel. Dein done dine knosses אלא בסמוכם, נידלקים, ובבובל אין סמיכם. There's no סמיכם בובל. ברב רבי, תרנגוילם וכבוסם גדוילם. If the תרנגוילם and the כבוסם are large, דין דרך, כלב וחתול לא הרגון. It's not a normal procedure that a כלב or a חתול should kill them. ויתופס ניזיק בבובל. What if he was, the Nizik did not want to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he was typhus in Bavel from the Mazik, the Meichatzi Nizik. Islay Mavkinamine, we will not take it away from him. Viloi Tophis Nizik, Va'oma Kibili's man, the Lacey Ba'adi La'aradi Yisrael, Bikeveya's man, that in this man, you have to come with me to Eretz Yisrael, Kabinule Bezn will make us man, that he has to cooperate and go with him to Eretz Yisrael. Benkach ubenkach. Bishamtin alei larig es hakelev es hachetul. Ademisalek ezeike. Sheyahargem. That's you should get rid of them. That these are dangerous animals. So the baal hakelev hachetul is mechuyev to get rid of them. Now let us see the bottom taisvis. I will have meiradik ezachen. V'itofas lo'y mafkina minei. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, Davke itofas hamazik atzmai. That is, Davke, if he was toifis, the mazik. Kigoyin hakelev oy hashunre, koma de lo'y mafkina. Then the Gemara said, he took the mazik, that's it. So then, Chazal were makel that he's permitted to be toifes the mazik. The bemazik he kilu chachomim sheyuchel lahachzik boy. Chazal were makel. It seems from the Rabbeinu Tam, it's not meikar adin. No, it's a takonis Chazal. He's in Bovel. Now, we don't have smuchim. So, if he's taifis, the mazik, chazal were mekel, sheyuchel ahavzik boy, im lokhoi b'shas ahezik. That means, b'shas ahezik, before it went back into the reshus of the mazik, and he'll chap it, so chazal said, so you can keep it for the hezik. Avol midi achin eloi. But if he wants to chap something else, not the mazik, he wants to chap something else that belongs to the, not the kelev, he'll chap the bala kelev has a nice diamond ring, he'll chap the diamond ring. And let's say the diamond ring is worth chatzi niskoi, loy. That he has no right to be toifis. The E, now what is the reason, what is the difference if he's typhus, the mazik, the kelev, or a diamond ring? The E, b'chol dovo sheyitva isloy mafkinon, if you'll say that whatever he's typhus, whatever article, whatever commodity he's typhus, we will not take away from the mazik, his yovi lidei takole. So this could bring to a meiradike takole. That means he will have an account, well, the Balakelev owes him money, so Kiseide will be being typhus from him, different articles, Tashlumin, for the Hezek, and he'll take away all his money, And we ask him, well, I'm taking for the Hezek. Now, so what are you taking for the Hezek? The whole sheep was worth $100 and the Chatzin Hezek is $50 and you're taking $5,000 away from it. Our hands are tied, Zukta Rabbeinu Tam. That means we can't do anything. We can't mingle in this affair over here. Dine Knosses. So we can't mingle whatsoever. And so Mamela, for this sheep that was killed, he's going to get a fortune. And Bezin's hands are tied. So Mamela, that what the Gemara says, that if Tophis, Leimavkinim, Tophis means only the behemoth that was mazik. Now, I had a ha'ore, and I found a modna ma'ise, that I thought it was a poshet ha'ore. But let's first say the ha'ore, that the Gemara says that in this case, kalba da'ochelim re'ravri, that's what we're talking about. So the Gemara says, what do you do with the kalab? You have to kill him. So what did the Nizik accomplish? And Rabbeinu Tam says you can only chop the kelev. You can't chop other things. So what's the Tophis loy mafkina minei? So what does he hear from the kelev? He has to be killed. The kelev is a dangerous animal roaming around. It has to be killed. So you'll be machapet him with the harigas. What does he hear from it? I saw the Mafteich brings down this kashe from Aradbaz and Sanhedrin, the Radbaz and Perikei, and the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perikei Aloche Yudzayin, he asks this kashe. But Amod Nemaise, till the Radbaz and after Radbaz, no one ever asked this kashe. It's as often the kashe and the Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see soon the Rosh that speaks about this Rabbeinu Tam, but this Kash he doesn't ask. Then the Radbaz asks another Kash on the Rabbeinu Tam, if the Din Tvise is only limited to the Mazik, so not V'itofas Loimavkinimine, V'itofsei, if he chapped him, Loimavkinimine, that would be the correct digduk, itof say, because the whole schus tvis is only in the mazik. Oh, kaponim, these are the ha'oris so far under Rabbeinu Tam. V'hod the oma beketzet ha'regu, ahu chamro the ochel name, u posei lesala. There was a chamor that ate, there was bread in a basket. So the chamoyer ate the bread and the basket also. Swallowed the basket. V'chayve Rav Yehuda anamo nezik sholem. So the bread is shame. So it's chayve nezik sholem. V'asalo chatzi nezik. He said that's not ulchei. That's mishuna to eat a basket. So memele yede pay chatzi nezik. So Toise is a kasha. Rav Yehuda was in Bovel. He wasn't a samuch. So how was he mechayev him to pay chatzi nezik? Mayri betofas, speaking about that the nezik was tofas. It's a little modern, so what's the v'chayve? It's not v'chayve, he took it, so. Or it could be that he forced him to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's how Chayve, he told him, if you don't go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be in Chayrim. So that's how he forced the Mazik to pay Chatzin Nezik on the Saul because he forced him to go to Eretz Yisrael. I would like to learn now with Olam, there's a Mirdik Rosh, which there's a lot of Yediyas in this Rosh. The Rosh is the end of the first Perek. It is Ois Chof in the Rosh. Itma in Savkuf Chof Gimel in the Daf Yerosh. Itma Palgeniske Rapopa Omar Momayne Avune Bereide Yeshua Omar Knosa Bilchuse the Knosa Habe Hilkach, therefore called Dovo Mishune therefore, since we pass in Palgan is Keknosa, so every Mishunah de Kizach, even though there's Yeshanola Zeiko, but it falls out of the category of Shein because it's unexpected. Pahavi Keren, Kegain Kalbe, the Ochalimri, Bishunra, the Ochalitan, the Gaili Rabbi, Umishalem Chatzinezek, and you'll pay chatzin nezek. That means since paldak we hit taisus before, since palgan is keknose, so even though this is an unexpected hezek, the mazik, the bala mazik is mechuyif to be avot tzeiris. Avol gav the mishalom chatzin nezek mameinahu. The chiyuchehu. This is ulchei elo daloch gemirlo the mishalom chatzin nezek. And now, the Avogav, the Palgin Niske Knosu, Vulei Magvina Loi Bebobel, Bezen will not be Goive, Itofis Loi Mavkina Mine. If he was Tofis, he was, will not take away from him. Upeirish Rabbeinu Tam Zechayne Lebroche, Davke Tofas Dovo Hamat Mazik Atzmoi, the boy he killed Chachamim, and the Mazik, the Chachamim were Mekel, Itofas b'shas ha'ezik, if he was tofas before the Baal HaMazik took it back in his rishus, avomidi achin eloi. But if he was tofas something else, not the Mazik, that he has no right and no schus to be tofas. The amrit, because if you're going to say the b'chol midi de tofas midi de koma de loy mavkine mine, if we will assume that everything that he is typhus, any article that the Nizik is typhus, he can keep it, osili de takole, da yoyme lamocha, yigza kola shaloi, he'll be accumulating a lot of articles in his possession, he'll be typhus keseida, and v'loy mafkinen, we will not be capable of taking it away from him. Mishum dein donim dineknosis, because in Bava we're not don dineknosis, so we can't mingle into this meiser. V'zeh yapsid yoiser al mashe hizik. So come out that the Baal HaKelev will lose more than he was mazik. Yenna lost a sheep, and now he's taking away from him his whole, all his possessions. This is the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. Zok terosh, v'lo yachilti lamed al dvorov. I don't begin to understand what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Di im lokach yoyser michdei nezokov, if the nizik took more than the hezek was, then he's entitled to take. Yechaylem bezn lodein kedei sheyachsalei hamoisu. So then bezn could mingle. V'loi mikri dinei knosis bebovel. This is not considered that bezn is done dinei knosis. Sheikvar nifra mi niskoi betarkonis chachamim sheomru v'loi mafkini minei. But not done dinei knosis. That means if the chatzi nezek was $100, and he chapped $500. So the $100 that he took, that's the dinei knosis, which Bezdin did not mingle at all. They gave him a schus to be tofes, this $100. So he took $100 for chatzines. But now there's another $400 balance over here that he took from him, that he took from the Mazik, that the Mazik doesn't know him. ואין אנו דונים אלו להחזר את המויסה. This 400,000 is not דיני קנוסס, I'm sorry. This is דיני גזלה, you have my money שלוי כדין. The קנס was taken care of. היל כך נראה, המויר דקה קשה, that ראש אסטן רבינו תם, היל כך נראה, so therefore, so the whole חשבן of the רבינו תם, the רבינו תם said, it's very dangerous if we'll permit the Nizik to chop everything, and the Rosh holds there's no danger whatsoever, there's no problem whatsoever. Sil kachnir et bechol midi de tofas loy mafkinim inay. Whatever he takes, he can take the diamond ring, the watch, whatever he takes is he can take. But the itofas yaisa michdei niskoi, but if we'll take more than the hezik, what the Rabbi Natan was afraid of, shomim loy bezden, the main niskoi, so bezden will be shom, bezden will evaluate how much the hezik was, umeitzin miyodei hamoisar, in the extra money, bezden will take away. This is a moiridike kasha that the Rosh asks on the Rabbeinu Tam. But he saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, he asks a Gaval, he brings down an Amuki Yosef in the second Perek, that the Amuki Yosef agrees la halacha with the Rabbeinu Tam, but not because of the Rabbeinu Tam's reasoning. The Amuki Yosef brings B'Shem HaRamah, Betam I efsha litvois ella hamazik atzmoi. One tvisa cannot be better than bezdin. What would the din be if we would have a bezdin, if we would have smuchim? Bezdin would not be goive from his watch and his diamond ring, that's aliyah. Atam is goive migufoi. Some emailers, so the Ramatain is, how could this toivus be better than Bezdin alone? So that is why he can only chap the mazik. Not als the Rabbeinu Tam's reasoning, but als this cheshbin, it's a moira dike cheshbin, that the Ramah is moira. And this is lechaira atain on the Rosh. The Rosh says that he can be toivus anything, but l'chayre, what right does he have to be toifus everything if we're speaking about a tam, and the tam is only goyve migufoy? This is a merdike ha'ore. This is one nekude. Now, the Rosh continues. Let's go further in the Rosh. V'raivet zal kosaf. The raivet said, a merdike zach. Av al gav, the loy magvinin, Ha'idna knosis, even though we are not goive knosis, Amar Rabbanon de Mishamtine lei adefayis lenizik kirois bezden. Amar Rabbanon, the Ravid says, bezden, bovel, we're not smuchim, we're not goive knosis, but it doesn't mean that the mazik, the Bala Kelev goes away scot-free, it's Knossos, bubble. It doesn't work like that. No, Bezdin, we're not going there, but the Meshamtinelei, we put him in Cheirem. We put the Mazik in Cheirem. What did I do? Well, I want you to come to terms with the Nizik. I want you to be Mephias the Nizik, that the Nizik should... be satisfied with, you make a deal with him. Adam afayis lenizik kirois bezdin. That means bezdin will see, it means as follows. If he wants to give him a suitable amount of money, l'shem pius, he wants to give him a suitable amount of l'shem pius, and the nizik is stubborn, no, I want it. It's $576.50 and not a penny less. Das nicht. Bezden, if he wants to give him $550, Bezden will take off the chayram. Yeah, listen, good, we're not making Gashuma. Bezdin is officially not officiating in this Din Torah over here. Bezdin is just on the side trying to twist the arm of the Mazik, but we're not making a Din Torah. He gives them $550, we'll take off the Chayim. That is, if theoretically you need a proper Shuma, then Bezdin will not get involved in this hezek to make a proper shume. So if Lamaise in Be'enei Bezdin, he's giving him a reasonable amount, Bezdin will take off the chelem, even though the nizik is screaming he wants to the last penny. But v'im yesh lem kitzva min ha-toyre, kechamishim shal oynes ha-mefate. But what is, if there is a kitzva min ha-toyre, that means it's nothing that you need a shume, that there's a set amount, there's ma'anis and psula, so mainly there, he won't get away with 45. If there's chamishim shekel, you have to pay 50 shekel. No, that's the amount. The Torah gave amount, you have to pay 50 shekel. If we're talking about a hezek with a shuma and thus how much hezek was worth, then we'll if it's more or less a reasonable tashlumim, we'll let you get away with this, we'll take off the chayim. But if the Torah gave a shuma of chamishim shekel, you have to give 50 shekel. That's what the Raivet said. I'm going to get Raivet. So the Rosh says, I wish to disagree with him completely. He said, where did the Raivet get this from? The Raivet said, Bezdin puts him in Chayrim. I mean, Bezdin is twisting his arm. We're just putting you in Chayrim, which is a very difficult and embarrassing and painful procedure. Till when is the chayim? Till you give him a reasonable amount. He said, where did the Raivet see this? The Gemara said, Mishamtini, yeah, we're talking about something else. He wants to schlep him to Bezdin and Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want to go, and so then Nizik is entitled to schlep him to Bezdin. He says, I don't understand. He says, the whole Gemara, he just made bottle this whole Gemara. The Gemara says, you're not goyve dinei knosses bebovel. The Raivet made 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we're not goyve, but we'll put him in chayim and we'll make sure that he'll pay. There's no greater gemeinde than this. I mean, I'm not doing anything. Business, we're not going. I'm not telling him to pay. I'm not paskening anything. I'm just choking him. And if he pays, I'll stop choking him. So this is very interesting. The Rosh over here disagrees vehemently with the Raivet. Now let us go further in the 8th Perek, in the Perek HaChayv. Well, let us see the Rosh there. And there, the Rosh, there he brings other Poiskim, and there it's... Now, if you look at in the Perek Shmini, it's Ois Beis in the Rosh, the Daphne of the Rosh, Maikamot Kuflamet Beis, and it's Ois Beis, it's towards the end of Ois Beis. If we'll look on the right, it's right before the last Agos Oshri. Kosav Rav Alfis. So, Kosav Rav Alfis, Minig Shtei Yeshivis. The Minig of the Shtei Yeshivis is, the Af Al Gav, the Ein Goivin Knas, Menadilei. Adam Ephaeus Lechavre. Oh, this is what the Rib says. We won't be Goive, but we'll put him in Chayrim. Vekad Yoiv Shiel Maida Chazil Amesav Lei. If we'll give him a reasonable amount, Sherina Lei, Lialta, then we'll be mata. If he gives him a reasonable amount, we'll be mata. Bein ifayis moridine, bein lo ifayis moridine. Even though the nizik is still fuming, he's not satisfied with $450, he wants $457.50. No, if he's giving him a reasonable amount, we'll take off the chayim. Now, when it comes to the rif, zukte ve'evshel shatakones goinemi. Maybe this is a takones agoinem. Ava midine de gemore le'mash mochi. This is not midine a gemore. Dim kein eilucho, again the same kashe, eilucho gviyek deilo mizu, kibin de mishamtine le'i. The nakitna bekufse adalishke leglime means that you're forcing him to pay. Bechein mashma de shemtina le ad de mesalik ezek mit de rabnos na vashim tashlumim loy mishamtina le. And let's just see a little further. And then he brings down. So it's very interesting how on the rif he was, the rif, he understood the rif already. Because the Rif said a different lashon, minig shteya yeshivas. The Rif said what the minig is. So minig shteya yeshivas could mean that this is a takana. We'll see later it's a takana sagoinim. So memela that could be pshat and Rif. So it doesn't have any cash. It's not fakel from the Gemor. The Gemor is medina the Gemor, and later it's a takana sagoinim. The Raivet seemed to say, even though you're not doive, the Raivet seemed to say, Medina the Gemara, it is like this, and this the Rosh didn't want to be sable. That can't be. But just let's see a little further. B'tshuvas ha-goinim, the next Rosh, but here we'll see that. B'tshuvas ha-goinim, nishal mimar tzemach goinzal, eilu nares sheyesh lam knas. A person was ma'anis anayra, ma'al lahagveis bebovel, k'deish li'echayte niska. That means it's bovel. Our hands are tied. We don't have smuchim. Can we be given bovel? Ve'heishiv klal omru. Ein magvin knosses bebovel. I mean, we have a gemara. We can't be given knas and bovel. Elo! Mishum shaloye chayte niska, but if we'll go according to the letter of the law, and we're not goyve knasim bovel, so Baruch Hashem, now a person, not Baruch Hashem, but a person can be a chayte, and he has nothing what to worry about. Besen won't chapel with him. Vishaloye Yisrael prutzim benezokim, it's gonna be zukta. And a free-for-all that will be mazik, and shekivin sheyaidim shen goyvin knosses bebovel shelchim yadze boze. So memela it's going to be shreklach. Is nagu chachomim achroinim. So a minig da achroinim. This was bezdin was can make takonis shalaymin adin. We don't go according to the letter of the law. That if you don't give him money, you have to satisfy the nizik. You did an avla, a chayte nizker, there's no smuchim, you'll tell me a gemore. But the peasant said, good, fine, but we can't paskin that you're chayiv, that's 100% true. But we have other ways to convince you that you should pay. And, we have to hear that the Nizik will come to Bezen and say, okay, we duchkekum, and he was be'est mechila and dos and finish. But before that, we'll make a nidu. This is Nagul Chachomet. Let us go back to the Rosh. Nice Chof. The first Perek. The Rosh continues. Void Kosav. The Raimit the Raivet and the Rosh and the Yischof in the first Perek, Boit Kosav. Now the Raivet said, that we have a din, the Gemara says Tvisa helps. That Tvisa helps, but I feel without Smuchat. Boit Kosav, dim hoide, va'achakach boidim. What happens if he was moide? Va'achakach boidim. Came along Kerav, Dama Moide Beknas, Machkach Beidem Potter. That we paskin that if he's Moide, Vachakach Beidem is Potter. The eat of us is Mafkina Mine. So then we'll take away from the Teufis. That means the Raivet said over here, the Raivet said that, our Gemara said that Tvisa helps by Knas. So the Raivet says, but you have to, it's not so poshut. The imhoide. If the Mazik, we have a klal, moide be Knas v'achakach boide mispota. Boid kosav, the imhoide v'achakach boide. If the Bala Kela was moide, and then Edim came. Came along Kerav, Doma Moide Beknas, Vachekach Boedim Potter. We paskin like Rav. So let us think for one second, what would be if we would have a Bezdin? He comes to Bezdin and he's Moide, my Kelevan, and then Eitim Rirav Revi, finished. That's what he said. Vachekach Boedim, so he'd be Potter in Bezdin. Now that we don't have Bezdin, but we have a solution, Tvisa helps. Tvisa, akaponim, the Nizik can accomplish through Tvisa what Bezdin accomplished through a Psak. So derive it, but if the Haidor would pater him from a Psak Bezdin, so the Haidor will make that his Tvisa, a potter, you can't be Tvisa anymore. Vitofas mafkina mine. Then you'll take away from the nizik. I mean, if there's a schus of moide beknas potter, so your tvisa will not change the halacha. He's potter now. He's moide. Vitofas mikame heidosoi. Now he says something else. What happened? He was tofas before the nizik was moide. Before the mazik was moide, he was tofas. Oh. So now he has already in Bershusai. Va'achekach hoide. Mafkine minei. Will also take away. V'loyemrin in the tvise mekamei heido ke'edim domi. I will not say that since he chapped before the heido, it's equivalent like Edim came first. Tvise is not like Edim. That means lemaisa there was no, he chapped. So it finished, he chapped. There was no Edim yet that were Mavara that this thing had occurred. And now the Mazik comes and says, I made it occurred. So maybe we have a Ptur of Moide Beknas. Now let's not get into the Gemara Merubi, being Zareif in the Gemara Merubi. Let's go down four lines. V'hiksha Olav HaRamban Zal. So the Ramban asks a Moide Dikekash and the Raivit. Doido be bezden davke beinon. He says, how can the Raivet talk about Moide beknas potter? Moide beknas is potter if I come to bezden and I'm Moide, so then I'm potter. But I got news for you, bismanenu, we don't have a bezden. Who are you Moide in front of? This isn't called Moide beknas. So where did the Raivet get that he'll be potter a yedei edosu? Now let's just skip a little more. This is around, that went down three lines. The Ein Mumchen Beretz Yisrael. Yeah, okay. Period. So that's that. Now, V'horam HaLevi Zal. Now, this is, I hope, Tolem is the place. V'horam HaLevi Zal. Kosav. Hoda Amrinen Itofas Loimach Kinemine. This din, that Tvisa helps. Heinu davke kishir niske. Tvisa helps if he was teufis, how much he had a hefset. Oy botzer me niske, or he was teufis, a little less than the nezik. So then there's a din of tvisa. That means, we'll see, the Rama Levi said as follows, but just, we'll, let's just speak, a little, then we'll see in the way. The Rama Levi held, Lamaisa, we are living in Bovel, there's no smuchim, so me ikeradin, there's, he's potter. Chazal said that al koponim, if the nizik will be typhus, so he can keep it. The Bezin will not mingle and take it away from the nizik. So the Maram HaLevi said, so this was, we bent backwards. I mean, this is not Mikar Adin. We bent backwards. So this halacha was only to reimburse the nizik. The nizik never, his imra got eaten up, but not down the niknosis bubble. So he said, listen, if you hop away, Bezin doesn't do anything. You hop away, al kaponim, the amount of the hezek, you can keep it for yourself. But Dr. Maraba Levi, what'll be if Yenna was a ganef, and he stole his shoyer, and he shechted it, this dalad vehei. Now this is a profitable situation. He stole the shoyer, he shechted it, so now he wants to have dalad vehei. So it comes to Bezin, and says, sorry, we're not smuchim. We can't pass in the niknosis. No problem. He goes and chaps dalad vehei. So the Maram HaLevi said, there never was such a takone. I mean, this tfis is not a meikar adin. This was a takone to reimburse your hefset. But if lemaisa, you want to go and you want to get the complete knas of tfis, there's no such thing. He was toifis the amount of the hezek, the loss. I bought some miniske, a little less than the loss. Avol tvei miniske, but if he wants to chaparain more than his loss, kigayim. Tashlume kefil v'dalad v'hei, eat off us, mafkina mine. There's no such schus that he could be, that he could take more, the lay ashkechin, the omer rabbonon, gabi nizokin, the whole gemore, that we find that tvisa helps, the tofas la mafkina mine, elubamandle tofas tve miniske, kigoyim paul geniske, our gemore. Where do we see that tvisa helps? Our Gemara says, he owed him chatzi nezek, so he chapped, kechap chatzi nezek. Oy, kegayna hu, tura dolas yodi, di yinuke lakamba beperik achayvo. There was a sher nebuch that chewed up a hand of a child. So also, this hefsid. Void takante da ovdulele niziku. The Gemara samashma like that. Then he says, let's forget about the Gemara. Let's speak about logic. Takante da ovdulele niziku. This is a takone for the nizik. The ovdulele nizik takante bikalne. The whole reason we're making it, this is not mikaradin. This is a takone that he shouldn't lose the karen. Tlailifsid memamayne. Avola vuchi midi mamayne dachine loitakine leishit. Some of them get a profit now. The devil was such a takon. That's the shita sarema. Zok the rosh veloi nireli, and the rosh disagrees with him. The lav takanti and shuldik. This din that tvisa helps is not a takon. Eladino mikeradini kechap. The medium eraisim echayivle, he owes him. Elo shein loy dayin bebovo shichu fenolitin loy. There's no dayin. Bechol ki yai gavne ovid inish tinelinavshe. So a person could be a dayin. Ovid inish tinelinavshe. Lemavkini minei ad diyoivle kol demachuyivle mideraisim. Whatever he owes him, we will not chapel with him. that's we have a machlekes, the Rosh and the Rama. So let us just explain for 2 minutes how the Achronim explain the Rama and how the Achronim explain the Rosh. The Rama, the Chedushi Arim says the Rosh is a Pella. Why is the Rosh a Pella? Because it's Mavur, the Yerushalmi and the Tosfos. Let me just give a bad example, but then we'll come to what Tosfos says. Once heard from Rav Epstein this example, that a person passes by a red light. No, if a policeman sees him, he gets a knas, he has to pay X amount of money for passing a red light. A policeman didn't see him. So he'll go, but he's an Eilech citizen, so he's going to go to court. How much is the knas for a red light? I owe you this. They'll look at him like a Michigan also, but even as an Eilech citizen, he doesn't owe them money. If they caught him and they mechayev him to pay, that's a punishment. He has to do this. If he wasn't caught, it doesn't. That means like this: if by accident I was mazik Yenim's property, I drove over Yenim's lawn, no one saw me. That's elachid. I'm mechayev to go and tell him I damaged your lawn. I owe you money. That's elachkeit. I'm a mazik. I owe him the money. But a knas, you don't owe the money. I owe you. I owe you. If Bezin forces you to pay. If Bezin doesn't see you, there's no din lotzei shidei shamayim. There's no such thing. You don't owe anything. Is memela tainet the chedushi yarim, ovid inish dinu lenafshi, says, how does that apply over here? Ovid inish dinu lenafshi means something else. That Reuven owes me money. And the Bezdin doesn't have teeth to be Mekayim the Psakdin. No problem. I don't need Bezdin. Ovedin is dinil nafshay. I come into his house and I go and finish. You owe me the money. I'll take it. That because it owes you the money. So Memela, that's the din of Ovedin is dinil nafshay. You can, if you know you owe him, and let's say if there's any shayla, you can bring him to Bezdin. But he owes you the money. Now, Bezin is not because to take away from him. You, Ovidinish, you can go and take the money because he back owes you. But he says, "Vi pasto Ovidinish dinu lenamshi da tarosh." He doesn't owe a penny. There's no Bezin. There's no psak Bezin. A knas kol zman. This is being said Yerushalmi. A knas kol zman. Sack of Bezin, he doesn't owe a penny. So where's the Ovedinish Dinil Anavshe? There's no such thing as Ovedinish Dinil Anavshe. That's what the Chedush Yerim Tain is. So that's why the Rama said, the whole thing is that the Kona the Rabbonon, that the Kona was, he shouldn't lose, he should get reimbursed, but he should gain money. There's no such Takon. That's Shitas HaRama. What is Shitas HaRosh? Sherab Shimon and Shara Yoshe says as follows. Knas, you don't owe. That's true. Knas has to be asher yarshiun elikim. Knas, you don't owe. There's no chiyuv lotzis yedei shemayim. The chiyuv comes about asher yarshiun elikim. That means if Bezdin forces him to pay, Bezdin says you mechuyev to pay, that creates the chiyuv. The chiyuv comes about only through a kviyas bezin, but the Rosh held that you don't need davke if there's a din of ovid inish dina lenavshe. So the Rosh held that legabi his chiyuvim lemaise ovid inish, that he's also bekoyach to be koyfe. If he knows taki owes them, that's true. If without any kviya, there's no chiyuv to pay. But what the al saloch of ovidinish dino lenavshe, Bezdin, you need smuchim to be a sheyashin alekim, need smuchim. So Bezdin is out of the picture, but the Rosh Helbot is another Bezdin. Ovid Inish Adin, that he knows that Yena is Mechuyiftim, so Memele, so he could also be a Marshia. That's how the Rav Shimon wants to be Mevaya. Yeah. Now, let's jump down further. I want to learn the end of the Rosh. Also, a Moiradike Rosh over here. Now, if you'll see, by the end of the Rosh, it's around the end of Simen Chof. It's seven lines from the end of Simen Chof. It's towards the end of the line, Benkach u Benkach. Seven lines from the end of Simen Chof. Towards the end of the line, Benkach u Benkach, Bishamtinele Adamisale Kezeke Midarab Nosim. The Gemara said that whatever it is, we will make sure that he kills the caliph. L'chayre mashme, the koi akalbe de ochel imri ravravi, afilu pamachas. We're speaking about akalbe de ochel imravi, tokori lei mishune, o mishalem chatzi nezik. So memele, so the Rosh is saying as follows, so far, he says, this kelev was, he did a mishune de kezach once. This is the first time it's mishune. He's not logical to do this. Once he killed a shepsel, we execute this kelev. He did it once. Once he's executed already. We kill him. V'teima, frekt a rosh, so we see a moire de kezach from this gemore, that once an animal killed another animal, we execute him. But that doesn't say it happened more than once. It happened once. In Cain, Sher Amuet Eichim Ashkachas Lo. So Memela, when the parsha of the Torah, when a Sher killed another Sher, so the first three times it's a Tam, and the fourth time it's a Muet, it's such a thing like that. I mean, we have a whole Baba Kama like that. An Agamor, it says, if an animal killed another animal, he gets executed right away. You kill him. You make sure he execute, we put him in chayim. So how can you have a shir hamu'ud, a concept of a shir hamu'ud? Kivu de mishamtin alei bepam rishayna. V'doichik loimek going de kabul alei shamte de rabon. He says a very big doichik, that the whole thing is tricky. He's thinking about years after one time Bezin says, if you don't kill him, we'll put him in chayim. We'll put you in chayim. He says, I don't care. That's the case of a shir hamu'ud. That's a big doichik to say that. So Memele, so how do you have a shir hamu'ud? V'yesh loime. Af agav de kori lei mishune, even though the Gemara calls this Mishune, or Medame le Keren, and the Gemara says it's similar to Keren, Abor Shinuyoi Godol Mishini de Keren. This is a ferocious dog over here. This is not Tamazoi, and Washer that gives another one, Asher, a Negicha with his horns. This is a ferocious dog. Shunilcham Mishe Godol Mimeno. This is fighting this dog is a very dangerous dog for society. I won't kill him, because I won't put him in chayim, because another shir. We'll see in a minute. Aval huat, but what happened? So memele, so lecher deval de rosh seems to be saying as follows. If the one time, you have to get a lawyer for animal rights. That means after one time, so this lawyer comes and says, one time the sheriff went and killed another sheriff. He said he's a danger to society. Yeah, he woke up on the left side of the bed this morning. He can't kill the sheriff. So my mate, a caliph, Imre Rav, this you won't have a lawyer that'll take the case of this caliph, because this is mamish, a small caliph and a big, this caliph is real dangerous to society. But one share kills another share once. We tell the bezin, listen, it happened once, you know. No, we hear it. Twice. No, no. get the same lawyer, also we had. Three times already, so now we see this is already, this is a daily experience already. He's a murderer already, this show. And Hanami, after three times, could be we'll kill him. After murder the Kachidish. Yep. I don't even gemara fakel. That means, could be after three times we'll kill him. Aval hu advadai mishamtinilei. We'll force, even though there's no such gemara, but we'll learn that halacha from our gemara. Inami, mud labahema le mishamtinilei. Given the mizik mishal mezik shalom in aliyah. Then the Rosh says a new thing. The Rosh says a new thing that by a share amur, it could be we won't kill him because Yen is going to get paid full price. Now I'd like to mention two kashas on this Rosh, which the Rosh Lachair is very schwer to understand. One kasha is on Beis Lechem Yehuda. He says, we have to understand our Gemara. The Gemara said that Kal b'da'ochlim rirav revi, Bezen make sure will kill the keller. Now the Gemara brings a posik. Leisosim domim lebeisecho, you know, teva keller vra. Now, what is the title Leisosim domim lebeisecho? That means that you should make sure in your house there shouldn't be any shvichas domim. That means that you should not. So the Rambam says, Pshat, that you should not have in your house things that a person can get killed, dangerous articles. Or afilu, that he says, the Chinuch says, afilu a person will be genizik, you also overlay sosem. But the whole Pasuk is speaking about, we're coming into the danger of misas odom, hezek odom. So the Torah said, you're not permitted to have such things. Now, our Gemara is speaking about, we had a dog that killed a sheep. So why are we such kanoim to kill the dog? Not because of the Nebuch who are afraid of the sheep. That's not leisosim dom veisech. The Gemara brings a posik. No, if, that's l'chazich b'shat in the Gemara. If this dog could kill a sheep, and he has no fear of the it's a big sheep and he's a small dog, he has no fear. This dog won't have a fear of a person also. Like this, there's a natural embedded fear that an animal has from a person, but this dog is, from the Azay upon him, he's not scared of anyone. This dog will jump on a person also. So you have to kill this dog. Fine. That's pshat in our Gemara. The Rosh all of a sudden is a pilpul. What was Asher Amu'ed? Ooh, Asher Amu'ed. Oh, Zich Asher Amu'ed, you take a kill. Where did the Rosh get this? Asher Amu'ed, this Asher is with other animals, stay 10 feet away. But where do you see that this Asher is dangerous for people? We don't see this. You never saw it. Mood l'odom. Mood l'baim will have a mood l'odom. He hadn't have bezom at bez. There's no such thing. So to bring out, so the Rosh should have a problem. The Rosh should have a problem that mood you'll see a kill. You see this in the posik. Leisosim domim beveisecho. It doesn't say that in the posik. You have to first be mevara if mood l'odom have a mood l'baim. Then you have to find out. Good, the behemoth, he's, there's a whole sugya. He's not mood l'bahim l'avam mood l'adam, the Gemara says. Number one. That's his kasha. And I had one more kasha. The Rosh starts saying, mood was zicha kill. Fine. But then the Rosh got, it's a modern zach, it doesn't say any place in Shas that you kill him. Maybe you don't kill a mood. Why not? So the Rosh says, because listen, he's paying nezek shalom. So, what's the catastrophe? He's paying nezek shalom, so it could be you don't kill. So, l'chayret, the Rosh is shreklich shver to understand. We're killing him al tzaposik leisosim domim veisech, vos geit merom. We're not killing him. Afilu will say the Rosh held. You have to understand how he yelled. That a shur that kills three shvarim, it's dangerous for a person also. Fine. But he got that from, you have to know. But Al Kaponim, so then good, so then there's like Sosim Domim. But all of a sudden, the Rosh says, well, if the owner will get paid, he'll kill 20 Svarim. But each owner will get paid. We're killing the share because of the Hezek Momin Shabbai. We're killing the Gemara brings a Pasik, like Sosim Domim Veisecho. Domim means, let's say domim tati mashma means you should make sure that there shouldn't be a mazik moment. But that's lachere rebbe shetayt. That's not pshat and posik. So lachere, it's very schwer what, how the whole shakl of Italian, the rosh.